Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1646, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I got my job back on the Southern. Fritz Lynn was also present when Duffy made this statement for Burke. I do not know myself about any money being paid. I had been promised the job by the master mechanic of the Southern Railway and Eubanks before the Duffy statement. I do not know whether it was the next week or the next month, but sometime soon after this I went back to work for the Southern Railway, grounded J.D. Moore, sworn for the state. I know Mrs. M. Jaffe, wife of the optician who did run an optical business on Whitehall Street between Mitchell and Hunter Streets. I was in the place of business of Mr. Jaffe several times during the month of May, 1913, immediately following the murder of Mary Fagan on April 26, 1913, and from time to time I discussed with Mrs. Jaffe the Frank case, either while he, Mr. Jaffe, was actually at work upon my eyeglasses or waiting on someone in his shop, or while I waited for the return of her husband. Knowing me as a customer, she discussed with me the Fagan murder and the connection therewith of Leo M. Frank, who about this time was indicted by the grand jury of Fulton Superior Court. She discussed with me in detail a great deal of the evidence, and particularly the evidence of James Conley, and endeavored to have me say that I considered Leo M. Frank innocent. At no time did she ever intimate or suggest in any of our conversations that she had ever seen Frank on the street that day in question, or at any other time. H.H. Orr, sworn for the state, I am personally acquainted with Mrs. M. Jaffe. I have known her for 2 or 3 years. I am personally acquainted with her general character and reputation. That general character is bad. I could not believe her on oath. Third Amendment, B.S. Smith, sworn for the state. I was serving Hugh M. Dorsey, Solicitor General, in the capacity of stenographer, and as such took down the questions propounded by Hugh M. Dorsey to Mrs. Maud Bailey, hereto attached and marked Exhibit A. This stenographic report is a full, true, and correct report of the questions asked and the answers given by the said Mrs. Maud Bailey. This paper was taken on May 14, 1913, in the office of the Solicitor General in the Thrower Building in the presence of Mrs. Flonnie Minor, Mr. Bass Rosser, Mr. Dorsey the Solicitor, and the paper was written by me and signed in my presence.